going on down there?
Okay, so now it's going. All right.
Is it recording?
I'm getting us a stream going, too.
So I'm bringing the future to TFCon. Whether they want it or not.
That's right. Okay, now I'm going to tweet about the stream. So if you've got Twitter, then go look for mine and then retweet it. TFW is happening live. Watch it here. Tweet. This is going to go super well. Super well. I got to make sure people can see you guys. This has got a delay.
There we go.
Yeah. We got a chat right there. This is going to go great. Okay. I got mock kicked.
Harassing each other with toys, a TFW tradition.
Yeah. We're all getting mock kicked at one point or another.
That's right. Okay. Jesus. I'm going to do this real professionally like now, okay? So everyone, like. Hold on. Let me find the. Okay, it's going to be super pro. We do this as high end as possible. Alright. Hi there, everyone. This is Vangelis. We're live at. Oh, God, that's loud. Hi, we're live here at TFCon with WTF and TFW. The hosts of TFCon have kindly furnished me with a fabulous cape and let us do a panel here where we're recording our podcast with at least 10 people in the audience watching. Hi. It's super cool how the audio illusion of cheering makes it sound like there's more than 10 people in the audience right now.
Okay, 12.
People are yelling at us while we're recording. This isn't like it usually is.
I count as two people. Are we counting fractions of people?
No. No. Not Antonio Fruit. So, to my left is Gog Dog.
Hi.
And to my left is Aaron.
Hi.
And I need to stop pounding the table because I have this habit whenever we're recording. You can hear it sometimes. I tend to punctuate things by hitting the table really hard, because usually my microphone isn't on the table. But if I do that right now, not only will the mics pick it up, not only will the stream pick it up, but the mics might fly off the table. These mics might go through the table. What is this?
That's so that we can advance the screens.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, let's go to the next slide.
This is our segment changing button.
Okay.
So, new pick picks.
Hey, guys, new pick picks. I got a bottle of Coke. I did it again.
You did it again.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
This is going to turn on great on the Zoom, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. With them right on the table like that?
Yeah.
So we're here at TFCon. You guys are here at TFCon. The convention just... So that's what the whole pause for, like, reaction thing is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not used to that. I'm a motor mouth. So we're at TFCon. You're at TFCon. And... Oh.
We give you the chance. That's...
And the convention's officially over, so get out.
Not my heart.
That's right. And they can't kick us out of here until like some other red shirts come in and say, why are you still recording in here? So officially we have a time we're supposed to end, but I don't remember what it is.
Six.
When we're done.
Yeah, when we're done. So we got some stuff we can talk about. We don't have like, you know, all the news and everything. We do have a chat going on here. Gigabeetle's in there. Hi, Gigabeetle. Everyone say hi, Gigabeetle.
Hi, Gigabeetle!
Oh, that was cool. I do have some stuff on here that I can talk about, and we were just at a convention that we can talk about. We recorded a little bit in the bar yesterday. Oh, everyone, it's Silas Zed! Flipping off microphones doesn't play in radio, sir.
I don't care.
All right.
Can't see you, my eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nice cake.
Oh, thanks. So speaking of TFCon, we talked a lot about Saturday yesterday, right before the faction feud. The faction feud went pretty well, aside from Team Superlink winning. Yeah. That was pretty bad. The Firminisms got robbed, I think.
I support Team Superlink.
Yeah!
Oh, you know, we live in a...
Oh,
yeah, we should bring that up. Is the guy who fall up, is he in here?
No.
He was here for the costume contest. Oh, okay. There's a dude who sat down in a chair, but the chair's legs were bent, and it was on a divot in the stage. So I turned around while the teams were sitting down, and I heard this horrific, thunderous kaboom behind me. And I turned around, and instead of sitting here, he was, like, under the table over there, and I thought he was dead. But then I saw he was alive, and he seemed to be laughing, so then I thought it was really funny. So the moral of the story is, if you fall down horribly, it's funny so long as you're not dead. That's science. You can apply that to things.
Thousands of people have made money on America's Funniest Home Videos with that concept in mind.
On YouTube, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this more towards you here.
Okay.
We got this one turned towards us here. We're doing things scientifically. One of these Zooms, we got two Zooms recording this. We're going to see how that turns out. That Zoom with the less fancy windsock is provided by Crasis over there of Pre-Order 66.
Nice and tight.
Oh, yeah. This feels like foam to me. It's wispy. This is more high. This came from Maui. It's in block beach winds. So, faction feud aside, we all went out to poutine yesterday.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I've had poutine before. I'm from Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, Aaron, have you had that poutine before?
I had not had that poutine before. First TFCon visit, I had some poutine came to us at some point. But then last year we had no poutine. Then this year it was like a poutinery.
Yeah.
It wasn't some other place that also did poutine. At the bacon double cheese, I think. And it was
on the menu I didn't see till after I did my order.
Yeah, that was the special menu. That was like their...
All the
their
cool ones. And I placed my order for loaded, which was like poutine with sour cream, chives, and bacon, which is cool. But then I finished my order. I looked to the left. I'm like, oh, all the fun ones. I want one of those.
I also got a button.
I did too.
You get yours for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the smiley face one.
I forget which one I took.
Yeah.
I was starting to get into the exhaustion stage of the game.
Stop proving that that's not a hard transformer.
I have no idea what I'm doing with this one.
Gog is currently fiddling with a mock kick. It's a transformer with hair.
This belongs to Nurse Midnight.
Oh. Hi, Nurse Midnight! We got some friends in the audience. Actually, no, we only have friends in the audience because we're all pals here. But we see a lot of familiar faces out here and some cool people we met at the con. Gog, what poutine did you get?
Regular with extra cheese curds.
Mm. And how'd you feel about it?
I enjoyed it.
It wasn't the first poutine you've had, though.
My first poutine was bought for me by his mother as a going-away present as she flew away to London to see the Olympics.
Yep. My mom is currently in London watching the Olympics without me being there because she didn't want me to come along. No. This is slightly off topic. We don't do that on this show. I've been fencing since I was 12, and one of the people who started fencing with me is now going to the Olympics as a fencer for Canada. And she's trained by my dad, and so my mom was like, I'm going to go to London and watch you fence. She discovered that if you decide to go to London, get a hotel, and go watch the fencing in London during the Olympics, and it's like 2 months away, it's pretty expensive to do. Know that for the next Olympics. Buy early.
It's a decent FYI.
Yeah, decent FYI.
Because it comes up so often.
Well, man, the Olympics happen like practically every 4 years.
Yeah.
You guys going to edit this?
Hmm? Who's that?
No.
No, we're not editing it. Cheers Ian is waving around an MMA action figure and flexing. That's Cheers Ian of Canadian Slag, the Cybertron.ca podcast that is much less professional than we are.
I didn't think of
75 less percent professional.
Words am good, yes. Go.
You're also screaming from the back of the room and the mics are pointed at us. This is going to sound fantastic. Oh, now here he comes.
I bet the stream's loving this, too.
What's the stream saying right now? Oh, look, it's a PR in the door. He's watching us podcast. Oh, Gigabeetle. Oh, Spike McLean says we can't help but dig on Crasis' equipment. You got a buddy. You got a buddy, Crasis.
So can we get, like, all three podcasts going at once? Three-way?
No.
No.
That's disgusting.
If you want to take it in the gutter, that's fine.
Yeah, if you do, that's fine.
Hey, I get in trouble when I come out on this podcast, so I'm just going to leave. All I want to do.
Yay. Okay. I mean, yay.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
Leave our buddy here with you, though.
You know, he looks like he's scaled to the horse. He could probably ride the horse.
He needs to ride the horse.
Put him on the horse. Yeah, just transform back to a horse. It'll take you about a minute. So, aside from poutine, we also, I don't know, okay, spoiler alert. We drank a little bit last night, too. So that's kind of like what we did last night.
We kind of didn't go to sleep until, like, almost 6 in the morning.
Well, we went started to go to bed at about 5:15 in the morning. I went to the washroom, and I heard through the door this little conversation, which was someone saying, hey, Aaron, weren't you in the customizing class? And then Aaron's like, yeah, it's what, it's like 10, 12 o'clock? And then he looks at his schedule, and then I hear the sudden outburst of, like, 9?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how much sleep did you get, Aaron?
About maybe 3 hours.
Good.
And then my alarm started going off, and so I got up, looked at it, and cursed it. Turned it off, took a quick shower. Pretty sure I was still drunk in the shower. And then made my way downstairs to start taking apart and painting a toy, and have had 3/4 of a Clif Bar to eat and however much Pepsi's out of that. So I'm doing great. Really,
nice.
for 3 hours of sleep and
3 hours of sleep and 6 hours of being surrounded by paint fumes.
Yes, and isopropyl alcohol because we had to strip 3 parts of this, so there's just an open container of isopropyl in the middle.
Right,
of
the table. Right in your face. You just huff in that vapor and get that adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
I know how it is. Yeah, it sobers you up. It was good.
These guys take a shot of it. That caused the hair of the dog, right? Because that's the good stuff to drink with the paint down in there, too.
That's right. You get some of that that acrylic or enamel. Yeah. I don't know what you guys were using.
Yeah. Well, this was the existing that was on the mold.
Oh. I don't know what they use.
That's
the child labor paint.
Yeah. There's surely no lead in that.
Full of children and lead. Ugh. You're on the way here. You almost got the horse put together.
Yeah.
So let's talk about today. I didn't see a lot of panels today because I slept until about 12 o'clock. In my genius, right before I went to bed at like 5, I set an alarm for noon and barely woke up to it. Me and Jared woke up at the same time, actually, because I heard the alarm and then we both sat up and looked at it and looked at each other. And I'm really sure our emotions were pretty much in unison when we did that.
And did you then both do the, like, wave the hand back and forth in front of the mirror to see if it was...
Am I dreaming? I've become Jared! I have a train set! It's a throwback. So what happened today? Where's my thing?
I don't know. I'm not going to be the go-to guy. Hey, did you see this panel? Because
I missed a bunch of these. I did not catch a bunch of these panels. I caught some of the tail end of the voice acting panel. I'm assuming that if Wally Burr and Neil Ross and Scott McNeil were in a panel talking about voice acting as an industry, it must have been good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting a definitive from the crowd.
Did anyone record it? Excellent. Put that on YouTube. I need to see it. this year, I did not record practically every panel as I have started to often do at TFCons because I found once you start like getting involved in panels, you kind of get sick of being in the panel room, and you also get very tired and you start seeing things
like panels.
Panels is everywhere. After the faction feud, I got down off the stage, and that change in my distance to the ocean floor caused everything in my head to kind of lift for a second, and it was real trippy. But it was really embarrassing because I was trying to talk to somebody at the same time. And I don't know what my eyes were doing, but I did a little hand thing. That's for the microphones.
Yeah.
For the viewers at home so they know what's going on. I think the stream can pretty much see what's going on here. This is the first time we've done a live stream in a while. The last time we did a live stream was during a BotCon, right?
Mm-hmm.
On your phone? That was like the first and last time for a while. We generally don't like doing streams because there's somebody watching the entire time, and it's really disturbing. Like, I scroll down in the chat and I'm like, yeah, no one, we can see everyone who's listening to this, but then there's someone here going, yep. Some guy called T16 Skyhop says, yup. What's he saying yup to? I just got a Lears in like shift eights. It's disgusting. Anyway, what panel was after that? The costume contest was after that. And it was an interesting costume contest. We had some G.I. Joes. We had a lot of G.I. Joes in the costume contest. We had a roadblock and a shipwreck.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah. I think I did see some of them. I did get one chance to make a lap around the dealer room.
Yeah.
As just a, hey, I'd like to see what happened today. I'm going to leave this place of paint fumes. And
we had a Spike and Carly. And the best part of that was I was like, I was asking the guy, is your hard hat safe? And he took it off and crushed it in one hand. And I was like, that's why they stopped making yellow hard hats. Like, it makes sense to me now.
I've actually seen guys on job sites that have hard hats that crumple like that.
So what's the point then?
That they need a new hard hat.
Okay. Makes sense. Also had a pretty cool Cobra Commander. We had a Weird Al Yankovic right there. He's filming the thing. His hair's different. But he had a natural mustache. There's his hair. That's kind of weird if you could just lift your hair up like this. And we also had an Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Huge Incredible Hulk. Oh, yeah, there's Krasis. I forgot.
There are pictures of him molesting Hulk, and Hulk appears to either be enjoying it or quite nervous.
Yeah. The Hulk was kind of like when you have one guy clapping and it's Jack Sack. That's great. So
I'm my best fan.
When you hug the Hulk, because I got to hug the Hulk, it was kind of cool because he was kind of like made of pillows. And I thought to myself, like, if that's like when Hulk is being your friend, he feels like pillows. And then when he doesn't like you, he like crushes your spine. So it was a fun costume contest. We only had like 5 or 6 entries, but it was a good time. After that, I ran off to the dealer room, I think, and Derek Wyatt did his panel. He isn't even in here. What a jerk.
We liked him.
Yeah. Past tense.
I think he's doing staff autographs.
Staff autographs. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You finished a horse. No, that's a horse with a gaping wound in his side. Is Proto Man in here? I know he was working with that panel. Nope. Guess that's two people that we thought were cool. So I, as far as I understand, that was a cool panel. I heard about some of the cool concept stuff they were showing there. A couple of much better looks at things like the Season 4 Ironhide design from the back of the almanac.
Oh, I was in there.
You were?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to WTF and TFW. How are you doing?
Here, why don't you tell us about it for a little bit?
I was only there for the second half.
Why don't you tell us a bit about the second half?
I don't remember much.
I need a drink. Hang on a second. It's just Coke Zero. Aaron, talk to the people.
So,
You weren't there for that?
No, I wasn't there for that. I'm going to talk more about my custom that made me.
He did show an Ironhide. It had it was in Earth mode. Mm-hmm. It had the big cannons on the side, kind of like the movie. It had the windshield, mm-hmm. kind of raised up in front, homaging G1.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I heard that he had a Bobby Bolivia design come up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the hat.
That's awesome. He needs to put that up somewhere if he can. Did he show the animated shorts DVD he carries around every BotCon?
No, he showed something else.
Oh, what did he show?
A gag reel that he doesn't want to get out anywhere.
A gag reel that he doesn't want to get out anywhere. Was that like Thundercats gag reel level gag reel? Oh. Oh, okay, so it's them actually on screen.
Yeah.
That's less than... Whoa! We gotta... Hang on. Gog Dog's created a guest stall. There you go. Yeah, I'm on a horse.
I just got a one-of-a-kind thing.
What?
Do you want to see it? Scott McNeil signed my body.
Where?
On my back.
Okay, sure. Show us. For the listeners at home, Cheersy is now taking his shirt off. He's going to show us an autograph on his back that he does have right there.
Oh. Are you getting both of those maiden tattoos?
I'm getting both those tattoos.
Ian, no, keep your shirt off. I want to take a picture of this.
Just go ahead and go down.
Hey,
the
Ian, hey, no, keep your shirt off. I want to get a picture of this. Quote.
Okay, you're done.
Okay.
Over!
That's me, I said that.
Thank you, Goober.
And troll.
So after that, I understand.
I'm going to leave.
I got to ask you a question. Come back here.
Yes.
So there was the organizer's Q&A, which I also more or less entirely missed. Did anything interesting happen in your organizer's Q&A?
Not overly. We just went through some questions that people had, clarification. Pretty much things we went over during the TFCon prep and the Canadian Slag TFCon prep episode. So nothing earth-shattering or mind-blowing. So we did have a couple of helpful suggestions, folks asking if perhaps we could look at having two customizing classes instead of just the one, but of course it depends on everyone's availability.
I actually think that question was, could we do disassembly and first round of painting?
No, there were two questions. Pay attention.
You arrived late?
Yeah.
I was here the whole time.
Then you fell asleep.
No, the last guy that did arrive late was talking.
I saw you snuggling on someone's shoulder.
Defuzz, yes, I'm tired. I've had very little sleep and a whole lot of paint fumes.
I as well.
You're a whole lot of paint fumes.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Not from the back of the room when they're pointed at us, no.
That's a stupid question. Please move on to the next one.
Feel free to horf those chips as loud as you want. Just don't even chew with your mouth closed. Just keep your mouth open the whole time you're eating. You'll be fine. We have another question from the back.
I was in the customizing class. You actually did mean splitting up the one class into two time frames to make it so that the team has time to dry.
There were two questions asked. One asking about two separate classes, one session with the same figure Friday as on the Sunday, and as well as maybe like a Friday or Sunday night disassembly one part of the class and finishing, so you'll have more free time on Sunday for dealer room and panels and such.
Welcome to the TFCon creators Q&A panel. I know that you told you guys it was at 4 o'clock. Actually, it's at 5:25. Oh, that's new. We found Derek Wyatt's notes for his panel. I love how we just keep finding things up here. I found a schedule. I found, like, a comic book back there.
Hey, you know what would be great if your throat gets dry? The empty...
Oh, yeah. Pour me some water.
Yeah.
I'm feeling really parched.
Would you like me to look after that?
If you want to.
My job's done for the day. I'm going to the bar. But as a bro, I will.
Oh, thank you.
I love you. Cheers, Ian.
I take back most of the things I ever said.
Cheers, Ian's going to get us some water. What a nice guy. That moves us into this panel, WTF at TFW live recording. So, how'd that panel go?
It was all right at the beginning.
Yeah. But that bit at the end, that was disgusting. Like, that was disrespectful to everybody in the room. But
who here, this is their first TFCon?
Woo!
Wow. Yeah! I've got two heads.
Who wants to come back next year?
Yeah!
How many of you are American? That's crazy. I like it. Oh, look, it's Proto Man.
Hi, Proto Man. You came just for the right spot.
Like, I heard your voice.
Yeah, this isn't official at all. We just co-opted your panel room. We kicked all the AV out, and we were like, no, we have to do something special in here.
Without pants.
Good. So, guys, what did you guys get at the con? I want to know what you... Hang on. I want to know what you got this week. On topic. What'd you get?
Nurse Midnight got a mock kick.
Yeah. And you got a...
Not me.
You got, oh, yeah, that's right. That's Ian's. Ian got a...
I got a long rack.
You'll see that long rack all over Twitter. If you follow any of us, at some point a retweet will happen, or will have happened.
I've seen horrible things.
Yes, so have I. I tweeted a picture the other night of stringy cheese and long rack's tongue, and it was... You see, those are all perfectly fine, polite words I just said, but you're all laughing because you got dirty minds.
Funny story, funny picture.
Yeah. Tongues. Beast Wars toys with tongues coming out. There's a dinosaur that does it as well.
Yeah.
His eyes roll back when his tongue comes out. You should get him.
Also has the chest pieces that come down that make it look like he's dead at being gutted.
Mm-hmm. It's all great features in a children's toy. Did you get anything interesting this week?
I also got the, I think it was exclusive, shared exclusive last year, the Scouting Force X.
Yeah, Scouting Force X.
Yeah, the black perfect effect reflector.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Nice.
That's your first go with that mold, right?
Yep.
So you didn't like it?
Yeah, so far. I haven't wanted to take all the pieces out because it's everywhere. But, and I also got Kabaya Victory Leo to go with my Star Saber.
Yeah.
And Jin Ryan God Bomber. So I'll build those when we get back.
Excellent. I just for a second I thought someone was clapping. And that would
they
be...
did. Somebody. Yeah, how about that Kabaya?
Woo! Spending money.
Yeah, I bought toys. Yeah, I spent all my food money. Yeah, I'm broke. Yeah, I got an incurable disease. You're my favorite person.
Oh, stop it. You're horrible.
Did you get anything else interesting, or should we move on to Aaron?
Aaron.
I actually picked up a long rack as well and a Stampy to replace ones that went missing. We'll say. Both molds that I'd had before, so enjoyable. And especially, I got the two of them for $25 at a dealer.
This is all just playing off of this thing I've yelled about before. If you haven't listened to our podcast for the last like, couple of months, I've had this thing where Big Bad had Long Rack and Stampy and Corrado and whatnot. Corrado and Stampy, especially, on a very good sale price of like less than $20. Mm-hmm. And basically, I've implied if you didn't get them, you're kind of a bad person. If you were aware of it and you didn't get them. I've had arguments on Twitter afterwards, but generally the argument amounted to me yelling you're a bad person until they stop replying to me. That's kind of how I carry myself through life. It's taken me far. Job interviews are magical. Yeah, water.
Yeah. Color. Canada. Yeah.
Did you get anything else interesting?
Yeah, I got a Cyclops for $160, which mm-hmm. retail, and it was hard to beat that price. I was hemming and hawing, and then I walked back and maybe talked to you or someone, and they said that, no, that $160 is retail, and it was hard to then not go back and pick it up.
What?
Why podcast, yeah.
No, we're listening. It's just, you know, the stream.
Also got the RC, Perfect Effect RC.
You did?
Yeah, for $75. Crasis and I, we're both standing there looking at it. He's kind of looking at the blue, and I'm kind of looking at the pink, and it was $80. And we're like, you think that if we say we can get both, we can get a little bit cheaper? So we threw out, what, $140, and he came back with $150, and it's like, yeah, okay, for less than retail, why not? And that's left me with $10 to get home on. So.
Excellent. Fiscal responsibility is something we try to teach to our listeners and, you know, those who are impressionable among those in the audience. We, you know, so well, make sure you have at least $10.
Well, actually, thinking about it, you still owe me $50.
Yeah, and you owe me $93.
Except for I bought you $40-some-odd in toys.
Let's do some math.
Yeah. No, the $50 is at the charity auction.
Oh yeah,
on Spring.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, nobody else bid on it. I'm like, okay, I'll start the bidding at $50, and then the auctioneer is like, $50. We got $75, $75, $75. No, $60, $60, $55. No. All right.
Look what you did.
Yeah, sorry.
He made the little guy fall off the horse. Aaron did.
There, it's all better and fixed. All
right. They're booing you now.
Yeah.
Did you get anything else?
The Gaia Guardian?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to find that.
Yeah, there was one dealer that had all six of them for $25, and occasionally he'd put another set out. And there were other dealers that had singles for $5.
But it was never all six.
But it was never all six. Because the first one I found, I'm like, okay, number one, all right. Number three, okay. Number four, all right. Number six, okay. Number one, no. Walk away.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be trying to hunt down a single one of those on an online retailer.
First world problems.
Yeah. Pay more in shipping than you would for the individual tiny little Transformer.
Are you going to build those sometime?
Yeah. No, I'm going to get them and leave them in the boxes. Because the boxes
good.
Look so nice.
Excellent. Well, you can see right through the box. Why do you need to build it?
There's just a little tiny hole punch.
Well, do the work. Get a little mirror in there. It'll be fine.
Like ship in a bottle action?
Yeah.
Build it inside
build
of the box?
Build it with toothpicks.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay.
Trying to think of anything. Else. The Gashapon Microns.
Oh.
The Prime Bumblebee.
And the snake and the gecko.
Snake and the gecko, yeah.
You having fun with those?
I still feel.
Oh, not having fun with those.
I know, crazy, yeah, not yet.
Okay. Why are you hating?
I've not had time. We've been keeping busy. Well, if I just went up to the room and played with Microns, I'd feel like I was missing out on part of the whole conference.
Take them down to the lobby and play with Microns.
I might just do that tonight.
Good.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo.
Woo. Woo. Should he take him down to the lobby in the bar and whatnot and play with his Microns? Yeah. Peer pressure. You thought you escaped it in high school. Guess what? Should he go buy, like, some expensive Japanese toy?
No. Yeah. Yes.
Peer pressure.
With his $10.
You stop being realistic.
Why want another Stampy?
Why would I want two Stampies?
Why not?
So Long Rat can dual wield.
You have a point, sir.
What's going on there?
Bunny jetpack.
You made a bunny jetpack out of Stampy for the zombie cliff jumper?
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yep.
Hey,
that
honey.
That looks like Magmatron's combined animal mode.
Except, like, Terracon Cliffjumper looks really unhappy about it. He's like...
To be fair, I don't think he looks happy about anything with that face.
No. But he looks especially unhappy with this, like, bunny jetpack going on. Did you get anything else?
I think that's about it.
Oh, I'm just showing the stream the bunny jetpack. I hope that they enjoy it.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did. I talked about it. I have seen videos in which it doesn't. I am not going to subject my $160 toy to a random bathtub.
Why?
Why? Because others have done it before. And they did it boldly and valiantly.
I guess I'm just photo-opping the bunny jetpack.
What did you get this week?
What did I get this week? Okay.
This weekend.
I'll talk about this weekend. I got a bunch of stuff from fellow podcasters. I got Fall of Cybertron Deluxes. I got the first three. I'm actually kind of digging them. They're tiny and blah, blah, blah. But at least they don't feel like all their joints are rickety and bending. This is horrible what you're doing. He extended the neck. Hey guys, Kiss Play 2.0, now with animals.
Wait. Yeah, yes, we have to open the horse's mouth to make it much better.
Yeah.
We had that a few years ago with Ravage.
While this amazing stuff is going on. Fall Cybertron Deluxe is, I got an EVAC, Universal Studios EVAC.
Oh, you finally got that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that all by myself with nobody's help whatsoever. Thank you, Lumpy. Thank you, Aaron. How you guys doing?
Thank you, Jared, as well.
Thank you, Jared. What else was in that stack? Shredder from the new Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I haven't opened him up yet. And
Cybertron.
I talked about them.
Okay, Creo.
Yeah, Creo. Yeah, the new Creo troop builders, the auto troopers and the Viacons. The motorcycle the Barricade's riding on in the auto trooper set is kind of cool. It's got this missile. You are building, like, Lego knockoff pieces, and then all of a sudden this missile launcher exists. It's really cool.
That actually caught me off guard in the build.
Yeah, that caught
me
off guard, too.
What's this weird piece?
Why are you trying to... You're actually trying to continue this conversation with this perversion of science going on right
here. It's my video from back in the day of the Molester Masterpiece Grimlock.
Yeah.
So we just keep talking as if nothing else is happening.
Yeah, nothing's happening. At the actual convention, yesterday I bought an Alicon, the Alligator Con, from Impossible Toys. It's the things that eat the Energon goodies in the movie and then go like, want goodies now, and start beating up Cup and Hot Rod. It's actually pretty cool, because Impossible Toys, you know, they made the Valkyrie, that RC, which was the Nightbird toy at TF Con, and it did not turn out that well, and they kind of vanished for a little while. And so, Backstop, who's running that table, let me mess with an Alicon, and I was really kind of surprised by how it didn't feel like it was going to break. And so I was like, okay, they're making a third-party comeback, which is something I really enjoy. I liked it when Mastermind did that after their first release. So I picked one up, and it's pretty cool. It has there's still a few problems that can happen. The assembly of it involves a lot of pins and rivets, and it seems like sometimes they may shoot in a little bit too hard or the wrong way. You know, common problem, medically. And that was lowbrow. Like mine, I have one that works now. All his joints work, but one of the parts has a pin through it. It's actually, the plastic actually was a little bit wrenched, so it's a little bit off center. It still works fine, transforms fine. It's like his inner collar platform you can't see is slightly crooked.
Okay.
But the actual toy works. It's a pretty cool design. If they can up the quality even slightly more when they release those seekers they're talking about, it could turn out all right. So I was happy to see Impossible Toys make a bit of a comeback. Today, I did some purchasing, and I didn't take it back to the room, so I have it right here. I went to the Beast Guys table. I picked up these two things. One was Mark 60, one was Mark 80, and I was like, give me those for 120. And they were like, all right, because you're wearing a cape. So I got the pink
So you got the other
RC thing. Yeah, I got the other one. I haven't opened it up yet, but Seth said it was good, and Seth's always right about everything. So got that. And then the other thing I got was Magnetron, who's this guy. And I've been meaning to get this guy for approximately 8 or 9 years. I don't know how long he's been at. He's got this great mode on the back where all the dinosaurs combine together into a giant dinosaur, rammed up another dinosaur, rammed into another dinosaur.
Dino-centipede.
Yeah, it's a dino-centipede.
Looks kind of like that.
Yeah. And it's interesting. It's, you know, it's science. Again, it worked. And I decided to get this guy in part because GOG had just got him and kind of said positive things about him, which rekindled my interest in the figure, because usually people talking about Magmatron, especially back in the early 2000s, were generally saying, what a brick that doesn't do anything. So it kind of put me off buying it for a while. But, you know, that and this for 60 feels good. If I was trying to get this by myself and by itself on the internet, it would probably run closer to 100. So
yeah, that was 105, I think, is the price, that's the price I was seeing.
Yeah.
As I was looking back and forth, him and Hong, trying to really decide.
I also had this really great idea that I had all by myself on my way out. I stopped by Silas Zed's table and got this Gem in the Holograms picture and had him sign it over to my girlfriend. And then Dan came over and copied me. You're not even going to dispute the fact that I'm lying? I'm lying. Dan did it first, and then I copied him because I said that was a really good idea.
But Dan wasn't wearing a cape.
No, he wasn't. So it became my idea. Also today, I got a really good shawarma, thanks to GOG and Dan D. Fuzz and whoever else went eating out there.
Geronimus.
Keep forgetting about Jared.
Well, it's because he's bent over. Look, I can barely see him. Okay, there we go. Now
there we go.
It was a good shawarma. It was cold when I ate it because I put it in my bag and I had to go off and do some stuff. And then an hour and a half later, I came back and ate it. But the nice thing about a good shawarma is it tastes good when it's cold. Yes?
What restaurant was it? Was it the one in that plaza, like by the Swiss Chalet? Okay, I ordered out from there. It wasn't that good.
Oh. Maybe it got better when it was cold.
It was a good today.
Were you wearing a cape?
I was not wearing a cape. Okay, so
well,
it's automatically better.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to say this is doing anything for me, but everything seems to work out okay when I'm wearing a cape. Like, these things just landed right here while I was doing this podcast. It's fantastic. We've got, like, a bunny attached to a zombie robot riding a horse that's also a robot with a large MMA fighter. I mean, when else is that going to happen? I did, however, by preparing ahead and all that, I actually emailed myself a what I got this week list with the idea that we'd be recording more often than we actually did. So, how long did you spend painting that, Aaron?
There's only like 7 hours of work in there.
Oh, good.
Here, more stuff to put on.
This is all going to go poorly. Oh, there it goes.
Jenga!
You high-fived! That's fantastic. I hit the desk again. Man, that's my fault. I'm just checking on the stream again. We got someone saying technology in all capital letters. So can we all say that together? Technology.
Technology!
Thank you.
It's amazing what people will do when you have a microphone in front of them and you're up about a foot and a half.
And you're wearing a cape.
I think even without the cape you could get to do it.
Okay, try it.
I'm saying you.
No, you
won't listen to me.
Oh, because you're not wearing a cape?
Probably.
Well.
Damn!
So I got some stuff last week, and we're gonna burn through this list because I copy pasted it to myself. I'm even gonna go off topic. I got some 3A toys. You know we all love 3A.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the PopBot Action Portable four-way set, and two of the four figures were actually able to stand by themselves. I love the applause. The other two can't stand by themselves. The ankle cylinders are loose enough that the weight and height of the entire body causes the figure to topple face first while his feet stay planted on the ground. I figured out how to fix it using a toothpick and some floor polish, but it's fantastic when your made-to-order independent art toys require a toothpick and a floor polish and an X-Acto thing to... What's up, Crasis? I like them, though, because aside from the ankle joint, they're fantastic figures. But it's that case where you have a beautiful figure, but one of the most critical parts actually doesn't work. Then you kind of hit this kind of whiplash effect of, this is so close, damn it! And you kind of just put it in the box for a while. I also got some SH Figure Arts. Do you guys like SH Figure Arts?
Yes!
Yeah. Do you like Kamen Rider?
Yeah.
Yes!
When I went to Portland last week, the person we were staying with wanted to see what Kamen Rider was with me there so that I could explain things. He could stop and ask questions. So I was like, we're going to watch Kamen Rider Doubles movie. And some other people were really not into it. And the best quote I got was, it was on Twitter. It's from my girlfriend, which was, Poopy Rider, poopy! And I thought that was really funny. So that's now a great fallback defense if you're getting tired of Kamen Rider. Just say Poopy Rider.
Which movie?
A to Z.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The one you show people when you just want to show them something in an hour and a half. I also got a Steel Core.
Yeah! Yeah!
Did anyone else get a Steel Core?
Yeah!
No mail!
Last one.
Thanks
a lot.
Yeah, there was a surprise this year of Fence Project bringing a whack of Steel Cores. Did anyone find out how many they brought?
50.
50?
Okay. Less than 100. That's what I expected. Still, they lasted more than 5 minutes, which was also longer than I expected. So, you know, grats.
Longer than Cliff Jumper.
Yeah, exactly. This is not the silent auction, sir. That ended last night. I also got the new Ninja Turtles, the Nickelodeon 4-inch things. I found them at Toys R Us. I only opened up Leonardo. Those things are cool. Like, the Ninja Turtles are cool. The other ones, maybe not so much, but... If you do like Ninja Turtles, they're really neat, evocative, poseable enough, characterful figures, which is not something I'm used to seeing from Playmates. So I hope Playmates keeps that up and doesn't pull the whole thing we went through with Thundercats and Bandai of America going like, holy crap, they're doing things I find really...
Yeah,
okay.
I actually got a Donatello, the drive-up.
Oh.
And cracked him up because he was my turtle.
Yeah.
Day.
You had a turtle?
Yeah. Well, it's not. You had your favorite turtle.
Okay.
Watching the show. And yeah, I had the same impression out of Donatello. Very expressive, very large ball joint in the head so that you can get some very good poses out of even just the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's always when it's like, okay, they know what they should be doing here. Let's hope it continues.
Did anyone else in the crowd have Donatello as their turtle when they were a kid?
Yeah!
That was not the whole crowd.
Donatello always has the best face sculpt.
Yes. And he was the best in the video game, the old NES one, because you could hit behind him. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah. the variant. The game sucked. Should have waited like 5 more seconds. Oh, what do we got going on here? MMA fighter man is now going to throw Aaron's custom. That's fantastic. Rampage Jackson? I wish that was my name.
Nerd.
You can't have sports nerds. That's what I learned from TV. I also got another set of Creo Auto Troopers Viacons from Gog Dog. And from Trent. Where's Trent? There he is. I got a pair of Zombie Vipers and that superposable Spider-Man from the new movie line. That Spider-Man's pretty good. If you want a Spider-Man toy, he can actually stand without a stand. He can actually stand like looking normal with his arms at his sides, and he can go into a wild Spider-Man pose. I find like small figures by Hasbro at that scale with superheroes generally have like one kind of pose they can do, and then the other kind you can mush them into it, but then they kind of start bending back out of it a little bit. So I was impressed by that. His hands are both like this, which at that scale I'm okay with. Oh, this is all falling apart. Why are you playing with the gentleman's toys? kindly brought them up here to show us his creativity, and now you're taking it apart.
Glad to see you.
Okay. I got another pop bot. I got the glow-in-the-dark pop bot in the mail right before I got here. That was the one that was impossible to get. And right before I got mine, someone else got theirs, and this one single stem that connects his body together, they pulled him out of the package, and they lifted up his torso, and the legs stayed behind, and the stem was in half, out of the package. I love watching Crazies when I talk about 3AQC. It's really funny. And so that was a shame. Mine didn't, though, and in fact, my glow-in-the-dark pop bot was able to stand on his own, too. I ended up with a good one. So I was like, okay, won't say anything. He glows, by the way, in the dark. Yep. Clever. And then I got from Entertainment Earth the long-delayed 4-inch scale Brock Samson from Venture Brothers by Biff Bang Pow, who have the Dexter license as well. They are very much believers in the old style of action figures, the old Kenner 10 major points of articulation, you know, neck, waist, shoulders, hips, knees, elbows. Unfortunately, I don't really like that aesthetic that much, so I found the Brock figure a little bit boring, because that's pretty much all you can do. His sculpt is great. It's kind of like the JLU figures, if anyone out there collects those, like the kind of maquette style figures. The posability is not the draw on them, and I appreciate the qualities that are in there, but I'm not sure if it's really for me. But then again, it's Venture Brothers, and I want to support Venture Brothers stuff, because I dig that show. Does anyone else like
Venture?
He likes it. Anyone else like Ventures?
Yeah.
Couple people. Yeah. That's what I got this week. That went way faster than usual, maybe because we were all like maintaining eye contact. And
right.
Stuff.
Well, also, everybody else, I think, was just talking about their convention gifts, not necessarily.
Yeah, I did cheat.
All of their.
Because I wrote it all down.
All of their gifts. Because I can talk some Lego if we want.
No.
Talk up some Lego.
No.
No.
No, we're good.
You're banned.
No.
You're banned from talking up Lego on this table. What Lego did you get?
I got the Lego modular. He actually asked.
Someone just went, aw, okay, we gotta ban that talk now.
Yeah, we're
good. Let's talk about TFCon.
Yeah, because we're at TFCon. I really enjoyed the show. As always, TFCon was a nice, really social experience. A lot of
opportunity.
My favorite panel? Probably the Faction Feud, but I'm really biased.
I like the third party panel.
Yeah!
That was my second favorite panel. A lot of people have first and second favorite things. Like, you know, like, I know that Silas's second favorite Canadian is me. He's left the room by now, so I can say that. The third party panel, like, we talked about it a bit in that recording, but I guess like...
they haven't heard it yet, though.
Yeah, that's right, they haven't. Why haven't you heard it yet?
It's not on the internet.
Oh, it's not on the internet. Ah.
Sounds like your problem, not ours.
Huh? I couldn't hear what you said. You're at the back of the room. Oh, no, it doesn't. That's Gord. He's my buddy.
I will say one thing. Mind the numbers. We have a small horde.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, everyone, glare at that guy.
Girl.
Okay, you can stop. Yeah, the third-party panel had a lot of really cool reveals. I was really into a lot of the Dance Project and Mastermind stuff, especially.
Yeah. They put on a good show for us. In slideshow format, even.
Well, I believe Chris, the GM fan, is partly to thank for that slideshow, because I know that he was working on it for a very long time, getting all the animation together and whatnot, getting all the links together, and then discovering he couldn't get to the internet from the slideshow right away. It was a good time. But, I don't know, what did you guys like about the third-party panel?
Seeing just the massive amount of stuff that we'd seen hints of previously some of the different heads and what's going on behind us. Makes me nervous when a man walks into it as soon as we walk.
There's noises coming from back there.
He's waving.
Aww.
Oh, God. But I was actually surprised at the amount of stuff that fans talked about. We can barely get a good angle on that, so, all right.
You keep talking.
They talked about, but then they showed other things actually at their booth. I was surprised that they didn't showcase more of that, and I'm just getting lost here. We're chock full of distraction.
What?
Huh?
I was just dealing with stuff.
Taking care of business in your cape?
You know how it is. Go on.
Oh, I fans project, like I said, we just really knocked out of the park. I'm very impressed.
An entire line of headmasters.
Yeah.
If it was anybody besides fans project, I'd be worried, but I'm not. So
I said this on our previous recording, but I'll mention to you guys, that Chrome Dome, some of us have seen that before. In 09, I think it was 09? Whatever BotCon they brought the black prototype of Steel Core to, a bunch of us on dealer room floor got to see, taken out of a tiny box, a black prototype of that Chrome Dome. So that thing has actually been in production and prototyping and whatnot for quite a while, I think.
That Chrome Dome got like 4 seconds of air, though, didn't it? It was like,
ooh. Yeah, but we saw it. That's the thing. We saw it. Oh, he just came. Whoa. Hi. What's going on?
Hi.
That Chrome Dome, when I saw that it was a bunch of headmasters, I was thinking to myself, is that project still alive? And then I saw the Chrome Dome. I was like, I remember that. I think it was the same Chrome Dome. It looked very similar.
Well, it could have been, but if it looked kind of Chrome Domey once, a year and a half, 2 years later, or something else that was kind of Chrome Domey would be enough.
What's Rampage Jackson doing to the rabbit?
He's employing scissor mode like Rambo.
Oh, okay. Cool. I like Rambo. Fun movie.
I like scissor mode.
Snap, snap, snap. Gog, what did you enjoy about the third-party panel other than the headmasters?
The headmasters.
Oh, what about Minerva specifically?
I think it looks good. The line art, the I want to see what it looks like in final production. One thing that Fans Project always does great is from the time they show their line concept art to when the final product comes out, it's noticeably different and always for the better. So anyone who's worried about those designs not looking good by the time they hit the toy form or anything in there not aesthetically working, I think by the time we see actual physical prototypes of those, it's going to look even better. And that's why I'm excited, because Fans Project does that every single time. So I'm really excited to see what those look like once we start seeing those in physical form.
And I'm really glad that by this point, now that we've seen, you know, more than one third-party panel, and we've gotten used to how third parties tend to present what they are working on and when it actually comes out, I kind of like that it felt like a lot of the crowd were sort of just like already aware of like, all right, anything we're seeing that's not even a physical prototype, we're probably not going to see it until like late 2013. And it kind of felt like the attitude generally was like, yeah, we kind of get that this stuff's all long-term in progress. I like that it feels like that part of the, for lack of a better term, the education of that toy process has kind of really organically flowed out of like, third parties have been very good at getting across, and it's just kind of like, it's kind of gotten across to everyone in a kind of like subconscious way that like, yeah, when third party shows stuff and it's not physical prototype, that generally means like we don't have to worry about it for a very long time. And then when they show a physical prototype out of nowhere, that means, oh, they were working on that for a very long time and didn't say anything, which I think is way more badass myself. Like with Steel Core, they're just like, oh yeah, we got the Steel Core thing. Oh, and it's for sale next week. And then like 3 weeks later, it shipped out to some of us.
Well, can we talk about the other part with Steel Core?
Oh yeah, the thing that was on the table. That was new. Yeah, on the table they had a new core and a new head for Steel Core. The core looked more like a truck, and the head was basically Armada Overload. As I understand it, that was a Vengsta special that he's working on?
Yeah, from what I gathered, it was a one-off. But
yeah.
Like anything that they showed, including the other thing I was talking about, it was very much, here's something, now that it's gone away again.
You mean the box?
The box.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people would have seen this, I think, by now. And I know it was actually sitting on top of a stack of stuff in an open box for a few minutes.
Was
but
it?
There was a blue box, and it was basically the trailer that Steel Core had in the comic book. But nobody knows what's inside it. Apparently, it opens. That's all we know.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like surprises.
I like the way that he answered the question, because he brought it out, made sure that nobody had a camera out, brought it out, put it on Steel Core, and went, doot, 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 moved it back and forth. Took it back, and somebody, as he was taking it back, somebody asked, so can we see what's inside the trailer? And he just turned, got a big old grin, and put it back in the box and turned back like he hadn't even heard the question.
It's fun. I love how it's kind of like the Christmas presents he gets are the fact that he has presents for people.
Yeah.
And he won't tell anybody. I like that kind of mischievousity. That's the word I just made up, mischievousity.
It's like arsony.
Yeah, arsony. I tried a new one today at the costume panel. Mm-hmm. I was like, my favorite crime is arsonry.
Arsonry.
And nobody seemed to want to correct that. So I was like, all right, we've invented two new words for arson.
Were you wearing a cape?
Yes. Okay. What was the word we made up last night? What was that thing you and Jared tweeted?
What was that, Jared?
Yeah. Hippocrosify?
No, hippocrosity.
Yeah, hippocrosity. The hippocrosity of the situation is pretty turgid and quite cromulent. Yeah, that third party panel, did you guys all check it out? Did you guys see at least one thing in there that made you go, oh, wow, that's awesome, and I'm going to be poor?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, that Predaking.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that Predaking, that was Mastermind, right?
Yeah.
I was speaking to a dude from Mastermind and got a really cool bit of info about their artistic process, which is especially in relation to Air Screech and those jets they're doing, which is they have really thin blade-like parts on them, and they're really thin, very sharp, and because they're so thin, you know, they are something you can kind of feel worried about. But the reason why they went for that is because of the line art, and they kind of decided, it's kind of like how Perfect Effect decided to make all of their stuff small. They decided we could make this thicker and not accurate, but maybe a bit more durable or safe, or we can make it even thinner and totally with the line art and take that risk and make it a bit more of a handle it with care collectible. And I like that they're conscious about how thin the plastic is. Like, it's not like they have thin parts and not really aware of it. They are completely aware that stuff is thin. That's why that Predaking, seeing the silhouette with all those spikes and blades all over it, I was like, that feels like something that Mastermind is going to be ready to produce by the time that comes out in production. Because by the time they've done that, they'll have done multiple toys with very thin parts. Maybe they'll be even better at doing thin parts that can last a bit longer, maybe made of more flexible plastic or something. thinking about the Warbot Defender sword when I say that.
Yeah.
That thing was crazy. Anyone out there has a Warbot Defender, you can actually bend the sword. That guy with the hat is leaving, and he waved. So wave back.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Enjoy your sandwich.
Thank you, Jack Sack.
Being a positive contributor to the discussion.
I want to see how that thing turns out. I'm sure that we'll probably not see very much about it until probably late this year or next year, but... Oh.
Well, it's production. That's why they showed the very blurry images, because they don't want to put something out there that's going to be then a changed product and have people go, what?
Besides, September and October, the first two parts of Uranus are coming out.
Yeah.
Uranus.
Uranus?
Uranus. Uranus. Uranus!
Oh, that's what the joke is. That's...
I'm pointing at you, Silas. You left when I made a comment about your second favorite Canadian, and you ruined it for everyone.
Second
favorite.
Second
favorite. Looks like you may be working your way out.
Oh, look, it's 6 o'clock. Is that like some kind of hint you're making? Okay. Good. Go on.
You're just pushing buttons back there.
That's good.
Then they turned them off.
No, they've turned them back on. Can we have some blue? Ah, I like blue. So I think that the third-party panel really took a good step forward this year. Although I did miss the third panel party that we saw last year. That was my favorite thing last year.
What else was there?
There were a few other panels.
On the third party panel.
On the third party panel?
Yeah.
There was Head Robots. A lot of their one-off internal customs and upcoming stuff. I think a lot of things we'd seen before. There was BTS's Nova Lord.
BTS,
that's ambitious.
Yeah, BTS toys. The thing they have going for them is everything they've made has at least been constructed solidly. The problem is everything they've made has also often had small, somewhat critical design oversights. Not even flaws so much as oversights. Their robots they design, often it feels like they kind of lost track between the pectorals and the pelvis of what was happening. And so, you know, the Tremor and Frequency and Sonicron have really weird looking midsections to a somewhat of a detriment. Their first thing, the trailer, fantastic trailer built like a tank, but it was missing a platform to fold down underneath the helipads. Whenever you put a truck on it, sometimes the trailer would just collapse under the weight of what you put on it. So they make good things. They just need to kind of give everything another pass over before they design it. Now, saying that they're going to work on Novalord, what they are saying is going to be the largest third-party single release ever.
At 21 inches?
21 and a half inches. If they really are working on it as long as they say they are, that's a good thing, but I also really hope they've found maybe at least one more mind to collaborate with to sort of maybe fill in some of those design gaps that happen here and there.
Also, where I think it's really ambitious is the fact that they have had a couple of stumbles, and then they're going to go for something that is going to be a very expensive thing.
You're well, it's a gamble.
Almost 2 foot tall and not have it be, you know, it's going to be $300-$400, I would assume. It's not going to be like, hey, here's $50. Try it if you think it's nice. That's okay. Because $50, all right. When you're talking a house payment, that might be a little bit scary.
On the bright side, like, at least with it being BTS, the materials will probably be the least of its problems if it has problems. And that's a good thing to be secure on. But I hope the design is interesting and intelligent. Like, I really hope it's satisfying. Because if it's not, doing something that big and not pulling it off, it's like you look at X Overgen and you look at how the Grand Patriot turned out and how even though they're working on a Power Master Prime trailer, a lot of people look at it and go like, yeah, that's a, yeah, you guys have, you do a good job with that. We'll take a look later, like backing away.
Yeah. The thing with BTS is even their tapes, some of their little tape guys are kind of complete failure. So if they can't get those right consistently, I'm not holding my breath for a figure of that size, but so we'll wait and see how it turns out. But I'm not trying to get excited for that yet.
Anakin Vader says Gog looks so pissed, like he left the oven on at home.
He needs to go hang out with Random Factor, who tells me I look pissed like every week.
And just a nod. That's all you get in reply.
Although now he looks kind of pissed.
We should probably start working into a final segment here, and I brought a listener question along. Also because we're at like 9% battery on the laptop. It's a listener question from Tubsy. It says, hello, gentlemen and man-child. Number one, pick one Autobot and one Decepticon. Now they fight to the death. Who wins? Go. I choose Ultra Magnus and Six Shot. Six Shot wins. I choose Ultra Magnus and Six Shot. Six Shot wins. You're welcome.
You're taking away our game?
It blinks. There's a light. When you push the button, the light goes off. That's a game.
How much joy and wonderment that has brought us.
So I guess I'm the only one answering the question.
Yeah.
Never mind. We'll go on to the next question. Number two, with the recent BotCon third-party debacle.
Debacle.
I was wondering what Hasbro's stance.
Cheese?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was wondering what Hasbro's stance on third parties. And why is it so? That's what it said in here.
Hasbro Protect thing?
Well, I think
that's lawyer weird.
I think the stance is legally we don't say much about it other than please don't do that.
Yeah.
But then again, the design team probably doesn't really have much vested interest as much as the legal team.
I thought we had a lawyer Jacksack that maybe he took off.
He used some scotch.
Oh,
it's 6 o'clock.
His scotch blood levels were getting dangerously low. No, it's something that I believe they have talked about in passing before. Just the fact that they got to protect what's theirs, and so yeah, we can't have these non-authorized products that infringe on IPs to be there.
Yeah, they're entirely in their right to protect their IPs, and it's also the whole IP infringing third-party product thing is a glass ceiling that one day will end. And that's why I'm happy to see stuff like Steel Corps, where third parties are having this outlet of creativity where they can keep doing the stuff they do that's really good under a different kind of imagery. And I hope that they're able to successfully move into that over the course of the next like 5 or 6 years, because that's, to me, becoming even more interesting as someone who's started to follow like indie toy development and whatnot.
Yeah, another thing to note is the only real time Hasbro has come down on the whole third-party thing is banning them from BotCon, which is the only place they have absolute power. So
yeah,
it's not. You know.
And that's the thing that I think was talked about somewhere, which is the fact that a lot of these companies exist in China or in other places where Hasbro doesn't have the same legal powers that they have in the U.S. So
sure, these companies can be making straight G1 knockoffs, but there's not a whole lot they can do because copyright law doesn't extend to that area.
A squeaky noise started over there, and the entire crowd turned to look. Because I also went and looked, and I was hoping I was the only one looking, and then they all looked too. And I was like, oh no, we all did it together. Sorry. The email went on to say stuff about thanks for answering my questions and etc., but I don't remember what it said. Oh, here it is. Thank you. I thought you had my phone for some reason. Thanks for answering my questions and good hunting. Clickety clackety clue.
You did make fun of his debacle, but I think he actually spelled it right.
No, he did spell it right. I just like pronouncing it funny.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. But cumulatively, I like to pronounce some words a little bit differently than other people.
Hi, Kryn.
Hi, Kryn. Mwah.
Aww.
Whenever I say cumulatively, she wants to hit me. It's great. She's listening to our Primetime podcast for the first time the other week because I got her just to check out Transformers Prime, and I got a text message saying, oh, you actually do say it like cumulatively. I thought you were just speaking weird to try to be funny. So I was like, you're acknowledging my handicap. So that's our listener question segment. What number can people call to leave a voicemail?
318-775-9830?
Yes.
Yep. I have it written down here. The number is 318-775-9830. That's 318-775-9830. That is 318-775-9830, which is also 318-775-WTF0. Thank you all for checking out this panel. I'm not sure what else we can talk about. Unless we want to ask us any listener questions from there.
This will be the shortest queue that you're going to
have. Yeah, if you ask a question here, we'll answer it here.
Or maybe next year at TFCon.
Hey, Jack, did you get your scotch?
Everything's closed!
It's Sunday!
Cheers, Ian, where are you?
Didn't you buy something yesterday?
There's no hospitality.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mississauga. Hey! Come over here. Good. Alright, you had a question in front there.
I noticed when you were doing the panel for
the Fuse,
you had the Halo. What's your opinion on
Halo Mega Bloks? I really like them. I think that they're, from what I've seen, I only had like a couple sets, and I only bought them because they were cheap. And I talked to a Mega Bloks lady at New York Comic Con, and she was nice. I think Halo Mega Bloks are actually a better bang for your buck value than Lego, because for $12 you can get a little spaceship with a posable little man who has a gun, who's like 100 times more detailed than a Lego minifigure. I'm not trying to talk smack on Lego minifigures, it's just that they have been the same forever, and they feel like old toys to me whenever I mess with them. So, objectively, I think that the Halo Mega Bloks is a fantastic bang for your buck. They do a really good minifigure. I think a better minifigure than Creo or Lego. Just way more interesting.
My unfortunate thing is the only Halo Mini Bloks that I've played with was the first release, where they had horrible tolerances. I've handled the Warthog that could not hold itself upright. And I'm not getting to share along. Oh, God. Oh.
Our good friend King Lafo, who suddenly resurfaced from the depths of the black hole internet after like 6 months.
After disappearing for like 500 years.
Took a picture of this guy riding the horse and rotoscoped it.
Yeah.
We'll have to make this a chapter pick or something.
Yeah, you can save it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll just look it up on Twitter and I'll save it. Retweet that a few times.
Right. I just fired off a retweet there.
Okay, good. Everyone follow Aaron and check out his retweet.
You want more water?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be nice.
Okay. Any other questions from the... Yes, you there. It was about this big in car mode, like deluxe looking. Sort of. It wasn't enormous. It was smaller than Steel Core, from what I remember. But kind of like him, I guess. Not on a horse.
Also to remember, though, that's all prototype, and those sizes are really easy to change if they're doing anything like a 3D printer or doing like one-up or...
Yeah.
Half-size things.
Yeah. Any other listener questions? Yes, you there.
Yes. Will you buy Lego Batman 2 for Clancy Brown?
You asked me this before, didn't you?
Yeah, and I wanted it on the podcast.
Okay. Will I buy Lego Batman 2 for Clancy Brown as Lex Luthor? And who was it?
And Steve Bloom as a penguin.
And Steve Bloom as a penguin. Does he sound like Arkham Asylum Penguin?
He sounds like Darth.
Okay. I want to try that game because it's got voices, and that makes me more interested in it.
It's awesome. It's fun.
I hear it's fun, too. I heard on the grapevine just now. I don't want to buy it for like full price, but it's going to be on that short list of things I look for on Boxing Day, I think, which is a Canadian thing.
It was on sale during the Steam Summer Sale, too.
I want to play with a controller.
You'll get a controller for... Here.
Plug in an Xbox controller.
Yeah, if you have a wired Xbox controller, you just plug it in.
Actually, I have a thing that lets me use a PS3 controller. I'm just being lazy.
No.
Yeah.
Think you're better than everyone else?
I have a cape.
Damn.
Just so the stream knows, the stream's probably going to die any second because I'm at 5% battery. Sorry.
Will it save the stream if you don't tell it to save the stream?
It should save the stream if I don't tell it to save the stream. Sorry, guys. Oh, you know what? I forgot to hit record on the stream. So this stream is going to be a one-off thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it's all right. We got these recording. The actual audio is going to record. We just won't have this really awful, like... three of us kind of in domino-shaped shots.
I have also had a couple of people say, Aaron, talk closer to the mic. And it's like, no, the mic that you're hearing on the stream is
it's
all
over
the
here.
Way over there.
Aaron, the audience can't hear you. Ow!
That won't go on the recording, though, because it was on this
Well, no, because you went so loud that a speaker just moved. It's going to reflect back over here, and I'm going to have a huge audio spike is what's going to happen.
At least let you line up the audio tracks later on.
Aaron's only been doing this for 4 years. Give him a break.
Let me line up the audio tracks about an hour and 11 minutes into the recording.
Just to catch it at the end to make sure it's all
right. Right, yeah, that's how we do things. Slip
because you've got the good one.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. if anyone there knows how to save a stream that's been going on and not recording, you know, just go for it. I'm sure someone can do that. I mean, they can hack the government nowadays. They can steal your credit card numbers. FunPub can run BotCon. I mean, anything can happen.
Hey-o.
That was a joke. Topical. Yeah, any other questions? Raise your hands. Any just questions about life. We've all lived lives. You there.
In America, we do one Mississippi for a second. You guys in Canada do one Mississauga.
You sit back down, John Spanring.
I swear we discussed this earlier.
No, we don't, because a lot of Canadians don't know that there is a Mississauga.
You guys do Mississippi here.
Yeah. And in fact, I used to count Mississippi and not know there was a Mississippi other than the fact that it's the word you say when you count in early elementary school.
I do steamboats.
You do steamboats? I did steamboats too. I did lots of steamboats. That was a really weird summer. Kind of. Okay. Any other questions?
I got a question.
Yes?
How do you feel about Hero Factory and LEGO's other construction toy
line? Hero Factory and stuff like that? Like Bionicle style sort of stuff? I've always thought it looks really cool, but it's not really my thing. But I don't think it looks like it's crappy or anything. Like I have a Bionicle spider thing that shoots a ball, and it's neat. But I never got any of like the bigger figures. I felt bad because it wasn't ever really my thing. I kind of just missed that boat. And so when Bionicle ended, I got a lot of messages on YouTube saying like, are you going to do a Bionicle retrospective and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you probably don't want me to because you'll probably get mad at how much I don't know about Bionicle other than, yo, it's the plastic men's who are put together with balls and they got masks you can pull off.
Yeah, for me, Bionicle is at a different time frame. I had Lego as a kid. So when I came back into it older, that was what I remember. I remember seeing Bionicle and being the same jaded way that a lot of people were from G1 saying, oh, Beast Wars, you know, that's not really Transformers. So I'm all right with Bionicles if that's what you dig on. But
the plastic men is made out of balls. What got masks you can take off of?
Apparently that is insanely funny for pre-order 66 people.
Yes.
Is there one liquor store open in this area?
You got to go to the LCBO. They're open from Mondays through Saturdays. Just go there, you know, on not a Sunday. And
Or you can just go back up to Chris and them's room. Yeah. I'm not going to say it over the mic.
Yeah, just say what their room number is in front of like 30 or 40 people. It would be a good idea. Yes.
I don't think anyone's asked this yet. Best moment of the con for all of you.
I have a cape.
Water slide.
How about you, Aaron?
I'm very sad I didn't bring trunks for water slide.
So Aaron has his best moment is he's sad, whereas Dog's best moment is water slide, and my best moment is cape. I think that we won.
Aaron,
Cape Man water slide.
I want to be nice to the cape. It was made so nicely.
The water slide just opened again 18 minutes ago, and it's open until 10.
Oh, man.
Oh, it smells good.
Will the cape float?
I'll get back to you. Yes.
I just want to know what everyone thinks of Toronto.
Oh, I'm at 0% battery. That's amazing. Bye, guys. You're going to disappear any second. Bye. Love you, Grin. Bye.
Gog, this is your first
time. Oh, and they disappeared. They just disappeared as soon as I said that. Oh, wow.
Wonder if she got it with the lag or not.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sorry about
bye,
that.
Bye, everybody else. Bye. Uh-oh.
Sorry about that, everyone who was on the stream.
Pajama, right?
Sorry about that, everyone was on the stream.
I got here on Saturday, like last Saturday. So I've been here for 10 days. And my first 3 days, we spent at a friend of mine, Ryan Mima. We spent up at his cabin right on Lake Huron. Amazing. Basically, it's like a freshwater ocean. As far as you can see, it's like spring water. It was a blast. Then on Monday, met up with this guy, and up until Thursday, stayed at his house in Toronto proper. It's a great city. Like, Canadians drive like maniacs. Like, everyone drives like 50 kilometers per mile over the speed limit, and they drive by the cops, and the cops don't give a crap. So we've all been getting a kick out of that. But the people are great. Like, everybody is just friendly and hospitable, and Toronto is a beautiful city. We went downtown, right downtown, and hang out with his mom for a day. Yeah, Toronto is great, and I can't wait to come back next year.
Awesome.
We wish Seth was here.
Seth is just, this is a tough year for him financially. He was planning on coming the entire time. This was always going to be the year where he came to TFCon, and he couldn't pull it off this year.
Lupus was
going to come, then he was told he had to be where he is for the purposes of, was it work or school?
For work,
and then right before TFCon started, found out he didn't have to be there for work that weekend. They changed plans on him at the last minute, and that is BS. So we need to get Lupus and Seth out here. For absolute certain, because they both got screwed.
They got
legit screwed. Omegas doesn't want to leave Florida, so that's different.
Yeah, but everybody,
state boundary scares him. I don't know what an international boundary would be.
Everybody should tell Seth how much they missed him to make him feel so bad he has to come next year.
@SeathBuzzard on Twitter.
You can do it now.
Yeah, right now.
If you want.
I have some tweets from the live stream. My girlfriend says, from Ustream's perspective, I'm at 0% battery. That's amazing. Then Gigabeetle says, that was amazing, lol. Then Mirai Baby says, quote, I'm at 0% battery. That's amazing, cue Ustream fail. T16 Skyhop, I'm at 0% battery. That's amazing, stream immediately stops. Apparently that was the best timing I could have ever done for something that was
although awful. Although the end screen is all of us looking right at the camera.
Hang on, do the thing where you take a screenshot. Like the two buttons. I need a picture of that.
Everybody wave to Seth.
Hi, Seth!
Hi, Seth!
See
you in
San Francisco.
Actually, just look at Kryn. She's the one that capped that.
Oh, she capped it?
Yeah.
Oh, Spike McClain. Talon 842, they're all quoting the exact same thing.
Actually, I'm going to do a video.
I'm going to record.
Say hi, Seth.
Say hi, Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Beautiful. Oh, man. Hashtag 0%. Well, now we've lost the thing that we were going to use to mark the end of the show.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes.
I know he probably doesn't.
Someone gifted me Minecraft, and I turned it on, then I got tired and went to bed, and I still haven't played it. That was like 2 years ago. I know. I never got into Minecraft. I feel like I kind of just missed the boat. I know friends of mine got way into it. A lot of my Cape Radio friends really love Minecraft.
Yeah, I never got crazy deep into it. I have it on the 360 and played it some, and have played a little bit with friends, but there's just too much stuff going on. And then somebody got me this shirt, because it's actually more towards the Lego side of things, and I thought that...
Hey, the shirt that the Thundercat shirt I had on this morning had paint on it from the from this guy. So
how much paint?
A little bit on the sleeve. It was enough to make me self-conscious to be up in front of people to have that. And I even went up and
but
shaved.
That would have made you look like a hardcore customizer.
I still got some on my
custom shirt.
Yeah,
like I just said.
That's a dirty word.
Yeah, that's big
millions,
thing.
Millions, baby, millions.
You had a question too?
Yeah. Would any of you buy a masterpiece Springer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said maybe Mandalus.
I know, but then I saw the Direct Asia one, and I was like, I love Springer's yeah. head. And then I saw Neil Ross, and he was a bro.
Stu. Stu is telling us it's time.
Stu?
Is it?
Oh!
I get it.
He has a cake. Be careful.
Uh-oh. One of these customizers is coming into our little podcast thing. You guys just keep talking. I'll deal with this.
I'll make you edit your podcast, all right?
We don't edit live recordings.
Jerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry. Nemesis Predaking.
Story of what happened between the fan media panel and your panel and how I sabotaged it.
What is there to tell other than that? You sabotaged it.
What exactly happened?
This guy walks, gets up from my panel after, you know, threatening to take all my time and everything, walks past Chris Overshaw, knocks out my video. Wow.
And so.
Just walks away. Like nothing happened. It just pisses me off. He's internet personal that. Internet personal.
Internet personal what?
Internet personal valet.
Okay, that word.
No, that was it.
I just wanted to get the story on the recording. It's a fun story.
Yeah. Well, I guess we had to have something. There was no podcast ringtone this year.
No. We did play the podcast theme, though.
Can we count that?
Okay.
All right, let's go with that.
All right. Yeah, we have a thing. Every year up until now, because he's broken the cycle scientifically, at some point we'd be talking and then the podcast theme would start playing out of his pants. And it would be his ringtone. And sometimes it would be a case where someone wasn't even supposed to be able to call him and it would go off still. So he actually removed the entire ringtone from his telephone. I was still hoping it would somehow happen. Maybe if like someone who's a really good hacker can just like phone hack it into his ringtone and area on his phone, you know, that's just, I mean, they hacked PlayStation Network, you know. People lost credit card numbers some time ago in some unrelated incident we don't talk about.
Yeah.
Best set ever.
Yeah. None of those shirts are out here, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That makes me sad. Any other questions? Nope. Stu, do you have any questions?
Do you have any questions for the podcast?
I have a lot of questions. I don't know the proper answers.
What do you think that is there? The MMA man with the bunny rabbit.
Oh, I was here for Scissor Mode.
Oh, you were here for that? Oh.
We're here for Bunny Backpack Cliff Jumper?
No, and I'm not going to be here for the explanation.
And he walked away. How are you guys feeling?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Again, amazingly for as little sleep and as much pain fume as I've ingested in the last day.
Yeah, I'm feeling fatigued.
That was your own fault.
What
does he mean?
The lack of sleep.
Oh yeah, that was your fault.
And I also signed up to do the custom, so that's also my fault.
You knew about it, like weeks beforehand that you'd need to be up on set on Sunday. Well, that's disappointing.
Well, I'd rather do that than be sleep deprived than miss out.
Okay. You guys think that
I think that the engineering on it feels kind of masterpiece-y, just with like stuff, like perfect example, when you fold this foot out, you fold the foot out, then you pull the front of the foot out, and there's all this mechanical detail inside. It's like little like weird steps like that, or just like the way that his wings fold up, it all feels very masterpiece-esque, and like the scale feels kind of like it's got masterpiece in mind. They said in an interview that masterpiece is the word they had in mind while they were designing it, that it would be something that you'd put alongside Masterpiece Transformers. And like a lot of Masterpiece Transformers, it has a few parts of its construction that can be quite finicky. That's why I always remember when the Rodimus Masterpiece ended up having parts that didn't really work. I was kind of like, yeah, same thing happened with Starscream and Megatron and almost every other Masterpiece except Grimlock. Grimlock was a very high point for a while, I remember.
Yeah.
He likes Grimlock.
Grimlock.
One guy.
Yeah. We used to love that Grimlock.
I would say my own personal experience is the box is big.
You haven't opened it yet?
No.
You really should do that before I'm not here to tell, to like show you the parts to
it's
not
like,
break.
Like, see this piece? Pink! That's the part not to break. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just snap them off for you. It'll be good. I can throw it in the bathtub, too.
Yeah. No. No. Who said it first?
Ichabod and I were talking about this a long time before this crowd was.
Okay.
What?
Water slide cyclops. We were also talking about hot tub cyclops.
Can cyclops float in a water slide?
Could cyclops float in a
physics
hot tub?
Physics says yes. We don't need to test this.
Yes!
Oh!
I looked at the little guy and I decided I didn't want to try drawing all of his tinier pins, so I took him and the anchor out of the boat. And it's great because, as far as I can tell from the comments, a good quarter of the viewers assumed they were in the boat when I threw it into the water. Because I got at least 4 comments saying, "No, oh god, the anchor chain, no." I also got about 10 or 12 comments of, "Haha, enjoy your broken, rusted toy, you idiot," which was fantastic, too. Yeah, and the rust, I don't know if, I said on the podcast, right, the rust I had, none of the pins rusted, most of the screws weren't rusted, the rust I had was on a few of the deeper set screws on the inside of the limbs, and they were deep set, so I didn't actually know the rust was there until I, like, took out a flashlight and started looking for it, and I was like, "Oh no, there's a little bit of orange deep inside," and stopped looking at my toys with a flashlight.
Until the next time you move that arm, it just explodes.
Yeah, yeah. If one of the joints explodes in like a fiery combustion, then I'll know it was because of the H2O. Yeah, that stuff's highly corrosive. It's got dihydrogen in it. It's crazy. Oh no. Wow King!
Woo!
Wow King!
Nobody? Right. Nobody.
Well, I'm trying to do this in honor of Dan over there. You know,
you what?
So anyway, I guess we'll close up the show. Oh, hey, wow, that's cool. You have an iPhone. What are those notes it's sitting on top of? Let's take a look at these.
I think these are Derek Wyatt's panel.
Pre-production. Number 1, story break. Number 2, script. 3, pre-design. Voice record. Storyboard. Final design. Color. Pre-production materials. Ship overseas. Animation. Post-production. Retakes. Editing. Music. SFX. Sound mix. Cool. Thanks for checking out this How to Make TV Shows panel. I hope you enjoyed it. I guess we'll close up now. What?
Get over here. I got it.
You got it here? That's not ours.
You're taking long enough. Oh.
But we haven't said, "Okay, we're going to end it now," and then an hour and a half.
I said it about 20 minutes ago. I could just play it off of here.
No, you can't.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh.
Thanks for the outro. Yeah, we're gonna end the podcast with me about 20 seconds in saying, "Welcome to WTF and TFW."
I have Crazy's iPhone.
Oh shit. Does he have our theme on there?
Well, when I'm done with it.
Oh.
Is that background B. Arthur?
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Jeremy.
Hold on. Nothing major.
What have I done? I think I see a Google image search.
I guess we'll end the show soon. Or not. Or no, I said that already. We really should end the show soon. That's the next one.
Quincy, before it's tweeted.
See, now if you wanted real gusto, you'd go for his phone. It's just under the chin.
Then you have the trading of hostages at arm's length.
I fought off a man from putting a pink clip in my hair the other night. Physically. We really should end the show pretty soon.
Yeah.
Chicka chicka bow, or whatever the pre-order theater.
Thanks for coming. Seriously.
Woo! Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for every one of you guys making my first TFCon awesome, and I can't wait to come back.
Thanks to all of you guys who are from Canada making the Americans feel at home, and thanks to all the Americans who came to visit Canada and didn't shoot us. And thanks to Jack Sack for being Jack Sack.
Let's go get this man some liquor.
Yeah!